Yakuza. Yakuza Kick Radio.
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 The Yakuza Kick Radio.
This is the Bulldozer, Matt Tremont. And if there's one place to listen to on the internet, every Thursday, 9 p.m., Yakuza Kick Radio. Tremont says so. Who wants some?
God help us, Jesus! God and baby, Jesus! Help us.
Ladies and gentlemen of fucking America, this is Danny Havoc, and you have been listening to, or possibly are intending to listen to, the Yakuza Kick fucking radio. Fucking, yeah, Yakuza Kick radio.
Hell fucking yeah!
My name is Justice Payne, and you are listening to Yakuza Kick Radio.
You're coming to come on Thursday night in California.
This is a brotherhood, and we all stick together. Like my nuts.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
Yakuza Kick Radio, the best in internet wrestling radio, period, bar none, just like Adam Cole.
Everybody's a cunt but me in the world. I don't know what it is.
But you go to the back, and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town. And Yakuza Kick Radio, and we're taking over.
Yakuza Kick Radio has risen from the ashes of bad internet radio and become the premier place for any independent professional wrestler to stop and record their voice.
Well, this is Mr. Insanity, Toby Klein, and if you're not listening to Yakuza Kick Radio, then you're weird.
Oh, I don't like the cut of your jib, fella.
This is Greg Excellent, Bearded Dragon of the Northeast. You're listening to Yakuza Kick Radio. If you're not, probably watching porn and you have this muted. You should be listening to it, Jason Mann.
Where are Biggie and Tupac?
Yakuza Kick Radio.
Give a nigga rope one of their cowboy guys.
All you have to do is listen to Yakuza Kick Radio, but you didn't. Now look at that doctor, homie. Fuck that. Black D, holler.
Bullshit, man. Motherfucker.
Fuck you. Fuck you and fuck you. Who's next?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the introduction.
Hosted by J-Cat Morris.
You are now listening to
Yakuza Kick Radio.
Welcome to Yakuza Kick Radio. I'm your host, J-Cat Morris. Man, lots to talk about. When it comes down to it, I guess you just got to get into the most important, most insane fucking thing that we've probably ever dealt with in our lifetimes. And that's this, I mean, storming the fucking Capitol. It's hard to even put words to this shit when it comes right down to it. It really is. And, you know, this... So the first topic I have here is, where is Zandig? And that's a good question. Where the fuck is Zandig? Because I've been looking for this motherfucker everywhere. That's a big-ass dude to get lost, and he ain't been anywhere since he told me that Donald Trump never loses. And then I watched him take nothing but losses. Nothing but losses. In every single court he showed up in, loss. There is no proof to fucking rigging of any election. That's it. Now, you know, going from there... When you question that, and that's why, like, the Republicans and all these other people are going up against fucking Trump, because, you know, you can't just say the shit is rigged, the election's rigged, the whole thing is fake, everything's fake, because all the other people that are around you got elected too, stupid, and you got fucking elected. And this is that silly shit that I keep comparing to, like, video games and shitty football fans and stuff, because this is the only thing I know to compare it to. Like, I remember years and years and years of motherfuckers you would play in Madden or Tekken or any kind of competitive game, and they would start telling you before you even played, if you win, you're cheating. All I know is if you win, you're cheating, because I'm way better than you at this, and there's no way you'd win if you wasn't cheating. And then that's it. You would lose, and, you know, you'd beat that person, and they'd be like, I told you, you're cheating. And now they'd have 12 different ways. You kept using that low kick, and, you know, I didn't know how to block that. And, you know, my R1 button's not working. It's not working, and that's what I was supposed to block with. you know, and then you grab the controller, you check it out. No, the R1 one button works fine. You know, everything you said doesn't really check out. You couldn't take that loss. You couldn't fathom taking that fucking loss and taking responsibility for your loss. And that's it. And that's fucking Donald Trump. This dude was screaming about the election was rigged before the election happened. I'm only going to lose if it's rigged. I'm only going to lose if it's rigged. So now there's no way that you can gracefully take a loss. And, you know, I heard 4 or 5 different ways that it was rigged within like the first hour, 2 hours of it looking like Biden was going to win. And it was like, cut off the votes at a certain time. If they're past this time at the night, then those votes should be illegal because they're just. So basically you're saying like if they show up late, they don't count. But those aren't like, I understand like what you're saying as far as there's a deadline. But that's like saying like anyone who shows up late, make sure those don't count, because if those votes swing over to the other side, then I lose the election. But those aren't like dead people or double votes or anything like that. So although I understand what you're saying, there's always going to be rules and regulations to a time limit and a deadline and stuff like that. To me, that sounds more like you're trying to win on a technicality, to be like, make sure you slam the door shut at that last second. And then anything that doesn't come in, they're shit out of luck. Like, it looks like you're panicked about it. Something about it you're worried about, and you just want to wrap it up real quick and hope that you won. You know, when you do that, if you were confident in your votes, you'd say, hey, man, keep it open another 2 days because my motherfuckers are out here voting. And, you know, at the end of it, I'm going to wind up with way more votes no matter how long we keep this thing open. So I'm not really too concerned. But this dude was like really focused on shit like that. And then they're talking about the dead people votes and stuff, which I'm pretty sure has always been a thing. You know, I've heard in years past that, you know, dead people, you know, were down as voting and this and this and this. But again, I don't think it's enough that swing the election by any stretch of the imagination. And every time it was looked into, it wasn't significant enough to swing any election, any state, any county, anything. So this was like the continuous thing. And then they went from that to, they straight up shut polling places. And then were like they were stuffing suitcases full of ballots, fake ballots into the thing. What does that mean? And there's no evidence of that. These things all have like very official things. You could see on the paper when they send the mail-in ballot, it says like, you know, you have to mark it very clearly if you're outside of this circle, or if you're, you know, you have to do it in a certain way for that to even work. So a bunch of fake things, it's not going to register. You know, there's a system in place. And again, when you undermine the entire system, that's not pro-Republican. And that's not pro-America when it comes right on down to it. It's not. When all of this, oh, I'm a patriot, I'm about America, I'm about America, or I'm such a Republican. Well, if you convince everybody that the elections are just plain rigged, well, that counts for Republicans, that counts for Democrats, that counts for independents, that counts for everything. When you convince people that none of this shit is valid, it's all rigged, you're not helping your party. And you're not helping America. You're definitely not instilling faith in the American people, thinking our system works. Our system is where we vote and we get in the person that we vote for, you know, by majority of the Electoral College, the way they set that shit up and whatever. It's not popular vote, but it's, you know, it's set up in a way where when the electoral votes tally up, the person that reaches that amount, they win the election. And that's the system we have in place. That's the system that voted him into office. When he got into office and he was screaming about, you know, oh, yeah, lock Hillary up and all of this nonsense. And now it's funny because now his term's ending and we're talking about locking him up. And there's probably a better chance of that happening to him than there ever was for Hillary. The thing about that is it's not going to happen. I'm not going to be, you know, delusional or anything like that. I would love to see him locked up, I can't imagine that happening. This dude has some pretty high-powered lawyers and everything else, and we'll see. I would love to see him impeached, make sure that he can't fucking run again, because if these kooks put him in again, God knows what's going to happen, you know, in 4 years. But when you undermine the whole system, everything about it, and you just go, no, it's all fucked. Well, now you're tampering with the stability of the American people and their faith in the system at all. Of course, there's corruption in politics, but if we're just going to say the whole fucking thing is rigged, that's like Roger Goodell coming out and being like, football's fucking fixed. So season tickets go on sale tomorrow. We expect a great turnout, and then suddenly the box offices are empty because they're like, we didn't fucking appreciate what he just said about the whole shit being fixed. Like, we're not going to subscribe to that. So, you know, it really puts a bad fucking taste in people's mouth to do that. And that's what he's about, because it's not about America. It's not about Republicans. It's about Donald Trump. And the fact that you guys who are so diehard fucking Republican, diehard patriots and this, supposedly, you're defying your own party. You're defying your own country by riding with this dude, doing all of this terrible fucking shit that is completely against what America is supposed to be. And then when it comes to this thing here and, you know, storm the Capitol, and I don't know exactly what words that he said to trigger this or whatever, but I know he was saying a lot of things along the way, like, do what you got to do, these people need to be stopped, there's corruption, you know, something. And he would just spout off. I said from the start with this guy, he talked like a drunk guy at the bar. Like, there was no filter, there was no anything. He's like, you know what I ought to do is I ought to, you know, that's not the way presidents have ever talked. They don't just, you know, tell you what they feel like doing or what they think of the guy up the street or, you know, let me tell you what I really think about Cuomo. Like, that's not what you're supposed to do as a president. Like, that should come out, you know, 5-10 years after you're out of the office, or 5 years after you're out of the office and you write a book or something. Here's what I thought about the New York governor. Not where you just tell the news that shit. You know, it's just, he's handled this shit with zero class from the start. And that's always been a scary thing to me. Not because, you know, I'm a super classy fucking guy. I'm pretty sure everybody knows that I'm far from that. But you want a certain decorum out of your fucking president to feel like they're even taking their job seriously and not just spouting off going, I don't need this shit. I'm not even a politician. It's like, that's great. But you have the highest political office in the fucking land right now. So maybe you want to start being a politician a little bit. But if, you know, these idiots out there buy into that and go, that's right, he's not a politician, we don't like politicians. Like, Jesus Christ. So now they go and they run the fuck up into the Capitol. They plan to stop the certification of the vote. And you know what's funny is because these motherfuckers were coming out of there going, oh, we stopped the vote. We fucking did it. And it's like, all right, bud. They hit pause. You didn't stop it where they're like, we better not ever certify that. They're like, we got to go into the other room for a bit, until these assholes get out of here, and we'll finish doing what we're doing. And that's exactly what happened. Guess who's still the fucking president on the 20th? Any guesses? Because it's not Donald Trump. I don't understand this shit. And, you know, I told you guys in the past that, you know, I had this dilemma where, you know, a friend of mine and her husband are all about this Trump shit. And I just, like, I stay off their posts. And, you know, I'm only friends with them on my work page, because I have a work Facebook page and I have a, you know, personal page that whoever's friends with me from here would be on my regular page, not my work page. And on the work page, that's where I could see their posts, and I just leave their shit alone. And I don't post anything, you know, political or anything like that on that page. So there's nothing for them to even, you know, jump on or get offended by. So, but I told you when all this shit was going on with the rallies and the this and that, you know, I saw him at one of those. I go on the Facebook and there's videos of him walking around these fucking rallies. And sure enough, I saw all that shit on the news. And I actually, you know, when I got home, bro, I think Shaheen was hitting me up with it first, because a lot of this stuff's going on. I work 6 days a week. You know, I work 9 to 6 every single day. So I'm not really like on top of my phone all the time, except for when I'm on like breaks. But I didn't know like half of this stuff was going on. And then, you know, later on, I saw like, oh, okay. Like, oh yeah, he was actually there. So he wasn't in the White House. He was, or not the White House, the Capitol. He wasn't in the Capitol or anything like that. Because even like his buddies on that, on his post, you just saw pictures of him walking around outside about around a bunch of other retards. And all his buddies on the post were like, don't go inside, be a good boy, you know, all of this. And you know, it's like, well, I'd like to just say that, like, I think he's smart enough not to, but I'd also like to say that I think he's smart enough not to drive 3.5 hours to go walk around with a bunch of retards. But apparently I'm wrong on that one, you know, on that latter one. But it's just, it's disappointing to see such division, such anger. And again, this is about Trump. This isn't about America. You know, it turned into this ideal that's something we've been away from for a while. A lot of people had to keep their shit under the hat. You know, they couldn't bring this shit out in public. You know, when you seen the people that were walking around in that fucking Capitol, you saw people with sweatshirts on that said Camp Auschwitz. Bro, you're celebrating the fucking Holocaust happening. You see another motherfucker walking around with a Confederate flag. What the fuck's that got to do with this? What the fuck's that got to do with Donald Trump? What's that got to do with anything? The fact is he unleashed these motherfuckers. He allowed these people to feel comfortable out in public with their fucking open hatred, with their open just bigotry and hatred and divisive nature. And he made it okay again. That's what he made okay again. That's what he made again. He didn't make America great again. He made America hate again. That's what the fuck he did. And it's become a normal thing to these people where they gaslight you and they try to spin it around and go, I don't know what you're talking about. It's really the other side that's angry. Like, you just fucking walked into the Capitol with a fucking Confederate flag. I'm not really looking to find flaws in the other side right now. How about you just committed one of the biggest crimes I've ever seen? You know, a building of that stature to be invaded by its own citizens, it's unheard of. It's unfucking heard of. You know, but again, I want the fucking people who support this guy, who aren't fucking racist, who are at least telling me they aren't fucking racist on a regular basis. You see them on all these posts. Oh, I'm not a racist. I'm not. But I want them in fucking fights in these crowds with the people who are walking around with Camp Auschwitz shirts on. I want them fighting fucking people with rebel flags running around going, dude, that's not what we're about. That's not what we're about. We're siding with this dude because we're Republicans, or we're siding with this dude because some of the shit that you know, the policies that, not because, oh, we're racist and it's okay now and we're all part of this group. There should be people within the group filtering out people like that, but it's not, because that's okay with the group as a whole. And that in itself is a fucking problem. Whether you consider yourself racist or not, if you're hanging around a room full of fucking Klan members and you don't make any kind of moves or attempts to get the fuck out of that circle, and you just comfortably sit in that circle. It's like, yeah, a lot of Jew-hating fucking racists around me. Yeah, those guys don't like black people at all. I guess this is just where I live, though. And then you just settle in. And that just becomes like your way of life is being surrounded by these people, but just keeping all your words low so that way you can continue to call yourself not racist. It's a bunch of bullshit. I don't even know what to expect next, because, you know, with this election, with the inauguration day coming, it's fucking terrifying. It's absolutely fucking terrifying. He asked me, what do I expect on inauguration? I don't know. All I know is that fucking Secret Service and all them out there got to be locked and fucking loaded, and know that their jobs are on the fucking line, because, you know, trying to see, apparently 3 Congress members and possibly 17 police officers may have been involved in giving inside information, including maps of underground escape tunnels being exposed to the public. What does that do for future protection of the Congress? These are the machines that me. And yeah, I expect this on the side of law enforcement. I really do. And this isn't me being anti-police or anything like that, because I'm really not. I'm not for disbanding police departments or any kind of shit like that. I think, you know, retraining different systems need to be put in place in order to really rein in what goes on with the police, and to continue to evaluate psychiatric evaluations, you know, every so often. I've talked about this in the past, but I think those type of things need to happen with police departments, and like an outside entity needs to be doing these evaluations as well. So it can't be an inside job where, oh, don't worry about crazy Larry over there. He doesn't like the Mexicans, but he usually stays away from them. Like, not, I don't want that. You know, I want someone from an outside entity to come in and be like, all right, psych evaluations, figure out where everyone's at. If you see any danger, send these guys back through training, see if we can fix them. If not, get them the fuck out of there, you know? But anyway, with the way that it's been, it's Trump painted a picture that he is pro-police and the Democrats hate the police. That's the picture he's painted. And the people who buy into it are going to buy into it. And that includes law enforcement. So when that's their life is law enforcement, and a picture is being painted by our president that he loves the police and he would do anything for them, and the Democrats want to fucking send those guys to be out of work. They want to defund the police. They want to remove this and that. So those police officers, and let's not get it fucked up, the bad police officers, because you know they exist. This is why we have the problem with the police brutality, because there are bad police officers. They weren't immediately removed from the forces. There were no fixes done to the police forces since then. So those bad police officers exist. And they know if the shit ever hits the fan and they are evaluated and they are called to task on how they feel about things and their biases, what's going to happen? They're going to get fucking shit canned. So while they're there, they're going to fight for their life with the guy who says that he's all about what they're about, which is Trump. So if this whole thing is going down and it's like, dude, on the other side of this, they're going to get rid of motherfuckers like you anyway. So you better fight to, you know, to preserve what you got. Otherwise, you know, you're out of here and the Democrats are going to bury you. Da, da, da. So if enough of the cops and the, you know, whatever, they buy into it, whatever officer level, you know, because they have the Capitol Police. I think they're on like a different level than regular police. So I don't know what to classify them as, but whoever's on that buy-in, you know, where they're looking at that situation and going, our only chance is to decide what the fuck Trump's doing. And these people come pro-Trump they're moving right the fuck out of the way. They're laying down a red carpet for you to come in. So on one side, I see those things. On another side, I've heard people say, like, all right, you got a crowd of, 400, 500, thousands of people coming at you, angry, screaming some shit. You look around and it's like only you. You got a set of barricades in front of you and it's just you. You're probably best off, if you're going to go home to your family that night, step the fuck aside. They were undermanned. There were obviously some people in on shit. And then, on top of it, if it's just you versus this massive crowd, fuck, man. You want to see your kids again or no? When it comes to this type of shit, they got to be locked and fucking loaded out there. It's unbelievable. And some of the shit that they were looking to do when they got there, there was guys, he showed up with zip ties. This motherfucker, they were talking about taking hostages. They were talking about taking Congress fucking hostage to stop the vote and making demands and putting people's lives on the line in order to fucking change the vote. You have to understand that this is what dictators do. This is what dictators do. If you take someone, you put them in power, you surround them with a bunch of yes men and people who believe in their cause and that will go and fight and destroy anyone who doesn't agree with that person and refuse to ever change that person's power. If that person, the people decide that they want another guy in charge, they'll kill that other guy you wanted in charge, or they'll kill the people that won't, tone down about who else they want. They're going up against the main guy. And this is exactly that. When people had compared him to Hitler initially, it sounded ridiculous, quite frankly. This was a guy that was half cocked. He was going off crazy, saying whatever he wanted to say, doing what he wanted to do, calling out people. And it looked very dangerous, but Hitler was a stretch because, this guy killed a whole lot of people. So I think, until the death toll adds up, I'm not really seeing, the effect that you're talking about as far as Hitler. But what I will say, and Arnold Schwarzenegger put out a fantastic 7-minute something video explaining his feelings on this. And I agree. And this is what I mean by this. This is dictator like behavior. This is, you don't agree with us. You're saying you won. Me and my people don't fucking think so. And we want to change right now. And if you don't listen, we're going to fucking come at you. They were talking about hanging Mike Pence. That's the vice fucking president. So can you imagine this comes from Donald Trump picking his guy, Mike Pence, running for president. It's me and you. We're the ticket. We're running for president. And by the end of that 4 years, he has his own fucking people calling for that guy's head because he won't help him overturn the election, which he doesn't really even have the power to do. The only thing he has the power to do is destroy his fucking image politically the way that you have. It's so hard to even fathom. Like, how do we go from here to there? It's so bizarre. And the whole way that these people are just behind him, like, yeah, you're damn right. How is he damn right? Where the fuck did you people come from? Because I see them in every walk of life, from, doctors and this and that to, these rednecks and everything else. But they come in all forms. But where did they come from? Because, again, this isn't really a Republican. This is disguised as a Republican situation, but it's not. This is a Donald Trump thing. And I don't think they were just enormous apprentice followers. These people didn't have, high class memberships to the fucking Trump Diamond Club or whatever the fuck they had in his casinos. Maybe a few of them, but I mean, there's no way this is like a loyal following that he didn't just start. I mean, he just launched his shit, and you guys are so on board. It's like you know nothing else. This is the only thing you know. The flags, the fucking hats, the fucking, you know. The arguments that they'll bring a big crowd of assholes out there and then take pictures of it and be like, you see this crowd? You're telling me we lost the election? Dude, you're the only ones doing that stupid shit. There's a pandemic, number one. Number two, you don't need to fucking gather a crowd to figure out whether you won, because now you see them all in one place. You don't need to look at the fucking ratings of the television show that Donald Trump's talking on versus the ratings of the television show that Joe Biden's talking on and go, well, the ratings clearly see. I don't scramble to the television when Biden talks. I don't fucking line my lawn with Biden flags. I wouldn't go to a gathering for Biden. That doesn't mean I didn't vote for him, because I did. I don't know why that's illogical to you guys. It's fucking, you're the only ones acting like fucking creeps about this shit. Yeah, someone carved Trump into a manatee. And, you know, it's crazy because every time they do some shit, they go like, we're going to come, we're going to fuck you up, and we're going to be there, and you can't stop us. And then they go there, and a few of them get arrested, and they're like, no, 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 those people were Antifa. The ones that were us, we weren't doing anything wrong. We were just peacefully protesting, and the Antifa was doing the other thing. And it's like, no, you told us you were going to fuck us up. That's what you said when you got all mad and fucking riled up. You typed that shit out. It's, here's a screenshot. You just said that you were going to fuck people up. So now somebody got fucked up, and you're like, oh, no, that wasn't us. You know. Again, you know, when it was Black Lives Matter, then it was no, Blue Lives Matter. I'm all about the cops. Well, one of you assholes hit a cop with a fire extinguisher in his head and killed him. So I guess that cop didn't matter at all. You know what I mean? So, you know, I guess it's just whatever works for you day to day. Where was the FBI? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where anybody was. It had inside job written all over it because it was too fucking easy. These were not like covert ops. These were dumb rednecks for the most part. Like, you see the one dude fall off the side of the wall? I shared a thing with Shane McMahon's fucking commentary over it, where he fell off the side of the cage and this guy fell off the fucking wall. You know, these people are idiots. The guy with the Viking shit. What were you dressed up for? Like, what? Who told you it was a costume party today? You're the only asshole. Somebody, like one of his friends said, dude, it's a Viking themed fucking rally, man. We're all dressed as Vikings and we're storming the castle. He showed up and they're like, ah, you fucking asshole. Fucking, we're just going in there. We're still doing the stupid shit with the castle, but you know, but we're not dressing like that. And then he was like, fuck, man, I can't even get this paint off. I used water-resistant paint so I could be out here all day. I can't even wipe it off. Another asshole is from, like, a metal band or something. Now he's on the run, pretending like he wasn't there. It's ridiculous. Imagine occupying space the way that Trump people occupy space. That loud, in-your-face, fucking confrontational, bullying-type fucking behavior. And then going, like, Antifa, they're the ones that are making us look bad. It's not really us. We're totally composed. Like, dude, you just told somebody to go back to their country like a minute ago. Yeah, but that was different. Yeah, it was Antifa that made me say that. It's bizarre. Like, the gaslighting is maddening. Because you could see things right in front of your face, and then they go, no, it's not what actually happened. Fake news on that. Like, no, I watched it. It's not fake news. My eyes are fake news? I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what to do with these people, you know? I wish this was somewhere else. I wish this was somewhere that you could just take it for entertainment, and it wasn't so fucking terrifying. That's what I wish, because you can't write the shit that's going on. Storming the Capitol, the fucking, you know, all this crazy stuff, and the way that he spouted off the route and was calling people out and Twitter beefing, you just wish this shit was in like England or something. You know what I mean? And
I don't think I have any listeners in England. I don't know.
Could Black Lives Matter do this? Absolutely not. Not without it being an absolute bloodbath. I mean, that's the thing. It's like these guys walked out of there unscathed. They should have had that fucking place surrounded, and no one should have left outside of fucking handcuffs at the very fucking least. The very fucking least. Like, this shit goes on long enough to get all those fucking people in there and they don't barricade those fucking doors and then close in with fucking officers. You shouldn't be looking for fucking anybody. They went into a government building. You should already be there. And they shouldn't fucking leave. Some of them, they shouldn't have left with their fucking life. Anyone who entered with some kind of force should have been met with force. That's it. It's as simple as that. This isn't, you know, gun motherfuckers down when they're thinking about something. But if you show up with force, you get met with force, and that's the fucking end of it. I don't care what side of what you're on. You know, and I said this shit with the Black Lives Matter riots too. You come up in here on some live shit, breaking shit, setting shit on fire, you might get shot. And I'm not against that. You know, the Black Lives Matter protest had every reason to protest. Again, during a pandemic, I think it's kind of fucking crazy. But, you know, that's just my personal, you know, concerns. I'm worried on a regular basis to, like, not walk into big crowds and groups and this and this. And it's just like thousands of people just fucking clustered together. So I understand the cause and all of this, but and they had, you know, reason to do it. But also, when it becomes violent, when it becomes destructive, I don't think that that solves anything. You know, burning a police car in New York doesn't really fix a problem in Chicago, or, you know, whatever the case is. At that point, it's just war. And I don't know how they respond other than just letting it happen, which is pretty much what they did. Some of the cases, they went way overboard and got brutal again, you know. But if you're saying the police are being aggressive, and then you bring aggression to them, you're kind of asking for that back. You know what I mean? And I just don't like anything that reaches that level, because I don't think there's a positive outcome in any of that. And you know, as is, I don't think we got positive change from any of that. The protests, the any of it, because we had a guy up top who was standing very firm on the police brutality being the way shit goes. He wasn't standing against that. So if the guy up top's not going to stand against it and send things down the line to fix the problem, or at least address it as a problem, then you're fucked. You can get everybody you know together. It's not going to make a difference. We have a very unconventional, non-traditional president, and that's a massive understatement, because he's not a politician. You know, he's a jerk off. That's a, you know, he should have finished that sentence with "I'm a jerk off." Yeah. I'm not a politician. I'm a jerk off. And then, you know, people go like, "All right, well, he's a jerk off." He did say he was a jerk off. Like, this whole time, you'd be like, "Remember when you said I'm a jerk off?" That, here you go. That's what you get voting in a jerk off. I don't know. I don't know how we get better from this until we get past this fucking guy. And I think it's going to be dangerous throughout. I would urge everybody who isn't about that bullshit to just fucking stay the course and lay low, you know. I know it's crazy because, you know, you're proud of your beliefs and not being a fucking maniac, but the last thing you want to do is fucking taunt one of these maniacs, because they don't give a shit about anything. You know, they'll blow your fucking brains out and not care about what happens with your kids without their parent, you know, and that's that dumb shit. You know, I see these motherfuckers all the time, these Trump assholes everywhere. You know, I want to have a fuck Trump t-shirt and stare at these motherfuckers in their eyeballs. but I also don't want to get shot because I love my family, and that's way more important than pissing these people off for the sake of doing it. Yeah, it's scary. You know, the whole thing is scary. Alex Jones inciting this. Yeah, I mean, he's a maniac. This is right up his fucking alley from the start. Yeah. What else can you do? But yeah, I don't know what else to say about that. I mean, it's just historic times for sure. It's something that I hope we never come anywhere near. And, move on to a future that's just way, way better. Because this is some bullshit, man. I know that's profound, right? This is some bullshit. Gary. Let me see what other topics I got. Brian says, I know you're not an Eagles fan, but getting rid of Peterson, yet keeping Howie and unproven quarterback. Well, Jalen Hurts is unproven, and, you know, he has that run option quarterback style. He's not necessarily going to be terrible, but the problem is the Eagles offensive line, and I hate the Eagles so much that I love this throughout. The Eagles offensive line was decimated with injuries. Like, we had our entire team hurt. They had, like, their offensive line hurt the way our team got hurt. And you knew going into the year, because Carson had problems last year with injuries, and as usual, he's an injury-prone quarterback. And he was having problems getting rid of the ball without getting destroyed. And he was getting hit and hit and hit. So when you knew they didn't improve the offensive line and since got hit with injuries upon injuries and all of this shit, it was just going to be open season on fucking Carson. I knew that going into the season and just went like, the Eagles ain't going to be shit this year. And he's going to get fucking hurt again. And then they drafted a quarterback, so they had some worries and some second-guessing of their own shit anyway. And that kind of ruffled his feathers, too. So rarely does that put pressure on a quarterback where they're just awesome because of it. Usually it makes them not want to play for your team anymore. And I think there was a little bit of that there. But to me, Carson is just inconsistent. And he does get consistently hurt, that much I could say. And when you know the offensive line is just going to get decimated by anybody with a pass rush, you just don't stand a chance. Now, in the end of that, to blame the coach, I think is real stupid. I think that's crazy that the coach lost his job. The coach won him a Super Bowl and only a couple of years ago. And then, you know, yeah, the offensive line was decimated and the quarterback didn't stand a chance of throwing the ball. You know, following that, you did some like pull him out, put the other guy in and stuff, but you drafted him. So obviously you wanted him to be an option. So it's hard to say what the right move on that was, but they were clearly burning a bridge with Carson when they started playing Hurts. Now, the way the season ended, I think the shitty part about that is they started the game with Hurts. Losing the game for a position in the draft, I'm not really that offended by that or anything. But, and especially not like, oh, well, the Giants got screwed. Fuck you. You win one more game and that's not an issue. Go look at your wins and losses. Don't look at the other team and whether they won for you or lost for you. That's not how you get in the fucking playoffs. And if you squeaked into the fucking playoffs, right from the start, you know you're beat. You know you're probably fucked. First round, you're meeting the top of the line right there. Well, actually, they would have. They would have played the Bucks, I think. The Giants. So it wouldn't have been good. They already lost to the Bucks, and this would have been in the playoffs and everything. Wouldn't have been good. But anyway, the way that they did it, and they played Hurts, and then they pulled him for Sudfeld, whatever the fuck his name is. That was shitty, because they were down 3 points, and they're like, all right, try somebody else. And yeah, they said, like, oh, we're going to definitely give him some time in this game. It just had like a real shitty look to it, you know, when, yeah, playoffs were on the line and all that, but it just, they did it that way. And I know they can't come right out and be like, yep, we tanked, but yeah, you know, the coach is really leaning into it, saying like, yeah, we were trying to win. Why would you bench your quarterback down 3 points? Why would you do that? It's all bullshit. But I'm glad that the Eagles suck, and I hope they go with whatever the worst possible scenario is and continue to suck. Speaking of, shout out to my man Eric at the We Just Fired Our Coach Overall Offensive Line podcast. You know, check him out. I'm sure he's got lots of fantastic things to say about all the moves that they've made. And, you know, what's going to go on next year? I don't know where Carson's going to go. If anywhere, because I know they had mentioned like, Carson and Doug Peterson, that was the issue there. But then I heard reports that they were saying like, just because we fired Doug doesn't mean we give a fuck about Carson. but they're still like, no. But it's whatever. I hope they don't get Robert Saleh, because I love dude. He's our defensive coordinator. He's going to win a head coaching job for sure, because he's got like 4 teams interviewing him. I hope he gets a Detroit job, because he's a Michigan guy, and you know, that would be really nice for him to be able to coach his, you know, his hometown. I don't know if it's hometown, but you know what I mean, his home state. And he's earned it. He's been great for us, and he earned a head coaching job. So good for him. And I just hope it's not for Philly, because I can't root for him to succeed at all. Like, not a single game. So there's that. Jeff Sand is asking me Fight Forever, which I had to ask him what that is. And I guess it's like a 24-hour GCW show or something. I have a problem with double headers. I don't know. Fucking 24-hour show. Like, go fuck yourself. Upcoming protests and the Capitol stuff. Yep, got that. Trump being muted. Yeah, dude, you know, he's not allowed to tweet, because the dude was popping off. Like, he just kept popping off. And Twitter was like, fuck you. He's trying to, you know, this is censorship and this is this and that. Not really. I mean, anyone could decide, you know, what they want on their platform and what they don't want on their platform. And if you're being held responsible for inciting riots, like physical riots and storming of government buildings, that's a good move to keep you off the platform. You know, but again, you know, when you're gaslighting everybody who doesn't agree with you and going, that's not what I'm doing. I was clearly just, and again, I just have to point out, remember when Proud Boys stand back and stand by was fucking said during the debate? And I said, like, he's waiting to sick these fucking dogs. Like, he's telling them to fucking chill out for now until I say so. And then he fucking said so. And then they ran into the fucking Capitol. So anybody who was doubting that that's what he meant by that, or underestimating that that could have been an option, I think we got our fucking answer, no? So, there's that. He says, remember when you told me the Chiefs weren't going back-to-back? Who are you rooting from here on out? Do you really not see them winning? Bah-ha-ha-ha. Okay, well, first off, I predicted the Chiefs not going back-to-back, we would be in the Super Bowl. Because barring any injury, we would have took the NFC again. And not even any injury. I mean, we had a third string quarterback for most of the year. You got to give us a fucking break on that. Nick Bosa, the breakout star on our defense last year, out for the year right off the start. So, you know, look, major injuries. If you look at our injuries over the year, it's astounding. It's unbelievable how many injuries we had. And once my guys were out of it, you can go back on other shows where I told you that the Chiefs are winning again. And I'm good with that. Here's the deal. The Chiefs, I think, are winning the Super Bowl again. I don't think Mahomes is going to get stopped. I'm all right with that. I like the Chiefs, unless we're playing them. And we're definitely not playing them this year. So I would go Chiefs. If the Bills can play their best game, their absolute best game, they could beat the Chiefs. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be a war, but they can come out on top of the Chiefs if they play their absolute best game. And then from there, I got to go with the AFC winning the Super Bowl. It's either going to be the Chiefs or the Bills. If the Bills get there, man, they're going to push through. Green Bay, again, if our fucking injuries didn't stack up the way they were, they're the number one seed. They can't beat us in the fucking playoffs. We send Bug Eyes home every single time, looking stupid as hell, looking all upset, looking like he regrets talking shit about making us pay when we didn't draft him. Which, look, I wish we would have drafted him too, but we didn't. He said he was going to make us pay, and we beat him in the playoffs every time we fucking meet. So Bug Eyes could sit there with that number one seed, but he can go fuck himself, because when the Niners are back, he's getting the fuck out of the playoffs immediately. The Saints are strong. I think the Saints beat the Bucs, and I think the Saints win the NFC. I would see the Saints in the Super Bowl, and you got to watch out for them. They're not unable to beat the Chiefs or the Bills, so they could come out on top. You figure this is definitely Drew Brees' last ride. I was just talking to Joe Numbers from Wrestling Soup the other day, and I was saying, like, how crazy is it that pretty much our whole generation of quarterbacks, all those guys that were, you know, the one that would put up 400 yards or four touchdowns. We're talking Ben Roethlisberger, Aaron Rodgers, Phillip Rivers, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. You know, like, you go down this list and all these guys are just about done. If it's not right now, it's soon. And that's like everybody was. So you got some guys, you know, Russell Wilson is still going to be the vet out of that crew because he's still got more years left in him than the others. But, yeah, I mean, we are talking about the end of the road for the biggest quarterback names in football that have had those spots for a long, long time. Matt Ryan's another one not far from being done. Fucking Stafford. Again, you got a couple years, but a couple years. After a couple of years, we're talking about like 8-9 names that were just staples in the NFL as the go-to quarterbacks, starters, career starters. Those guys are all going to be walking away. And now you're going to see this new fleet of quarterbacks coming in. Mahomes is going to be the guy for a long time as long as he doesn't get hurt. And then there's just so much room for people to just start taking over and being elite quarterbacks. Because you're going to take that elite quarterback class down to like three guys. And then you're going to hopefully expand it, you know, as you see guys step up. But yeah, I would root for the Chiefs. And, you know, if the Bills went there, I'd root for the Bills for my boy Jeremy. I got you 5 stars. He couldn't be more hyped for his boys right now. And I can't blame him. Because when they play, you know, that top-notch football, their defense is strong. They make big plays on defense. And then, you know, Allen's been playing great fucking football. Diggs is phenomenal to watch. You know, I told him as soon as they signed him in the offseason, I said, man, they got Diggs. That is a big pickup. And he's been huge for them. So, now that's what you do, though. That's what you do is you get your quarterback a fucking weapon. The opposite of that happened in Houston. And that's why Watson's talking about wanting out. And now the ownership is going to beg him to stay. Because, you know, they had fucking DeAndre Hopkins there. And they're like, yeah, we're just going to cut that contract. We don't need that. And just let him fucking go. And Watson's standing back there like, all right, what the fuck am I supposed to do now? We had an excellent you know, tandem here. And then you just like, all right, well, just take that away. And then replace it with what? Oh, nothing? That's great. Thanks a lot. We'll just not make the playoffs now. It's just definitely not the way you treat your fucking quarterback. By the way, I would absolutely love, you know, when they talked about him leaving there, you know, the rumors circled and what about San Francisco? I would be fucking head over heels happy if we got Deshaun Watson in San Francisco. I like Jimmy. I hope he rebounds from everything he's dealing with injury-wise, comes back next year and absolutely kills it. I'm not looking to replace Jimmy with anybody that possibly floats out into free agency or anything like that. I'm not against drafting a backup quarterback that's going to be sufficient going forward in case he does re-injure. We don't lose a whole season again. But, a guy like Watson, I'll definitely go with that guy over Jimmy. It's an easy call. Do I watch Cobra Kai? No. I wasn't like the Karate Kid movies are all right. Like 30 years later to watch like a whole television show based on the Karate Kid movies that were all right to me. I don't know. I've heard about it. People said it was good and all this. It's getting a lot of fanfare. I've had like thoughts like maybe I'll give it a try and then I just don't. I don't know. I've adopted out cats named after the show. We had one named Cobra, one named Kai, another named Asia. All of them got homes. But I don't watch the show. Shadow and Moxley are settling in. Back to normal. Their attitudes have changed with more space. Do the cats like their fountain? I need one now because Shadow likes the water. And he said, maybe switch this to Yakuza Kitty podcast. Hey, man, you never know. But the cats love the fountain. I highly recommend fountains, like the plug-in fountains for your cats. They love moving water, and kidney function is very, very important to focus on with your cats. One of the leading causes of deaths in cats down the road is your kidney functions. You know, you have a lot of failing kidneys and things. So when that's the case, you know, you want to keep your cats hydrated. So if it's up to them and it's just about their trips to the water bowl, then you got to hope that they're on top of their stuff. Now you can entice them with fountains and stuff. That's also why I do a little wet food once a day. I do dry food morning and night, and then dinner time, they get a little wet food as a side dish because that also helps add some hydration, which will help their kidney function, even if they don't hit the water bowl as much as I'd like them to. So it kind of gives them no choice but to be a little bit more hydrated than they would be otherwise. So that's why I do that. But the fountain's great. They really, really love it. If you have a cat that plays in the water, they'll play with it for a bit. Stimulus, and did you have to file to get yours? I got mine pretty much soon after they said that you were going to get them. I just, boom, right in the account. And I got mine before Nina did, too. So, I didn't have to file. But what I understand, if you got your tax returns and you got the last stimulus, you'll just get this one the same way that you got those. You know, if you got a check in the mail for your taxes and your last stimulus, you'll get a check in the mail for this, but it'll take longer because that's just not it. You know, they're shooting it out into these accounts a lot quicker than they're doing the actual physical shit to mail out. So I think that's the deal with that. But still, some people are holding, or some people are waiting, even though they were direct deposit. So. I got that stuff. Let me see. Did I get everything?
Check out Andrew Carluck at False Count Radio. Check out Sozio, Struggling with Sozio. Shaheen, as always, check him out. Does Garden of Doom. And check him out. You know, he's got, you know, he does art. Any commissions you want, you go through to him. He'll hook that shit up. Let me see. Shaheen's dog got attacked. The guy got mad at Shaheen for his dog attacking. Like, crazy shit. And overall thoughts on shitty pet owners. Yeah, like, a lot of this stuff ties in. It's just, what it comes down to is people not taking responsibility for their actions. And you'll see it in every walk of life, every single application. You'll see the people who don't take responsibility for their actions will try to blame other people for things that go wrong. You know, when things go wrong, the first thing they do is they try to blame other people. And the more loud and aggressive they get, the more likely it is that, I mean, they're at fault. And that's just how they handle things in life. Instead of taking responsibility and avoiding these altercations and these incidents from happening, you just get used to just flipping out on anybody who comes in your direction at all. And don't even factor in whether it might be your fault or not. And that sucks, especially when animals are involved. Your hands are tied. The laws suck for animals. So then it's like, well, he thinks it's right for that dog, and no law is going to intervene and actually make the right thing happen. And it just really sucks. That's just unfortunate with the way that the laws are set up for the animals. But when people, you know, try to downgrade what I do or how I feel about things, and, oh, he cares more about animals than people. Yeah, yeah, I do. Go fuck yourself. They need some people like me. You know, we got way too many people that just treat animals like they don't matter at all. Like, they're just like objects. And, you know, we could do without them as long as people are around. Fuck people. You see what the fuck just happened at the Capitol? Would you rather value an animal's life or save more of those fucking people that walk around with flags from the revolution and shit? Just doesn't make any fucking sense. And I'm sorry that happened to Shaheen's dog. And, you know, I'm pretty sure the dog's okay, but, you know, that shit happens all the time. People, their dog off a leash, you have your dog on a leash, you know. So imagine like this situation, because this happens all the time. Your dog doesn't get along with dogs, just say. But you have your dog on a leash. He's trained to walk nice on the leash. He's staying by your side. You're walking up a trail. Here comes fucking jerk off face with their dog off a fucking leash, just running like a quarter mile circle around the fucking owner as they're walking. And as the dog comes fucking prancing up to your dog, who does not like other dogs, the owner goes, "Don't worry, he's good with dogs." And it's a complete disregard for whether your dog is good with dogs at all. And then suddenly when your dog attacks that dog, "Oh, your dog attacked my dog." Not, "I just let my dog fucking roll the dice with its life and run up to any animal it meets." No, that's not my fault. That's got to be your dog. You know, that's, people unfortunately live life that way. And it's like, you just have to find ways to navigate around these fucking people. Try to keep your loved ones, animals, and people alike safe amongst this crazy fucking world. This crazy world where people are able to just act irresponsibly and reckless and just careless towards everything around them. It's tough to navigate. We only get so many years on this fucking planet, though, so enjoy it. You know? Find a way to fucking maneuver around this motherfucker, avoid these shitheads, and make something out of it. You know? Brody Lee AEW tribute. I didn't watch it. I really don't watch wrestling, and I don't know. I wasn't gonna watch that. I got the shirt. I ordered
the Brody Lee shirt. I think EC3 put it together. Even came with a card with EC3's autograph on it and shit. But it's a dope-ass shirt. And, I talked about him last week, but it's still surreal. I mean, did you see the dude? You look at that shirt, and you're just like, that's a fucking superstar right there. That guy had star all over him. And it's just such a fucking shame. From what I heard, AEW did a great job, and that's great. I don't watch wrestling like that. I just really don't. Speaking of, I saw a clip the other day of Alex Colon and Orin Vite. They were coming off the... Well, let me explain this the way that I saw it. It looked like a father and his son were going to go down a water slide together. But the son was really scared, so he was really gripping on to the thing until they got ready to go. And then when he finally got ready to go, and he told his son, it's going to be all right. Just hold my hand. It's going to be good. He finally lets go, and they go tumbling down the water slides. Yeah. So I don't know what the fuck move they were going for. They were up, like, by the ceiling, so Orin Vite was holding on to the rafters. They had this big, like, double or triple stacked tables and doors and chairs and glass, like, a couple feet away. And they're just sitting there awkwardly, kind of, like, holding on to each other, barely throwing these punches. Like, my 11-year-olds knock on doors with more force than the punches that are being thrown up here. Like, this is the type of shit that I'm talking about that I got tired of a long fucking time ago with wrestling. It's like these little bullshit punches. Like, you're talking about guys that are throwing each other through fucking panes of glass and hitting each other with cinder blocks and shit. But then they're going to throw these little stupid ass punches that, like, why would that hurt that guy? What about that little dumbass punch is supposed to hurt the guy that can take a cinder block to his fucking skull? You see what I mean? Where you're fucking yourself on some of these things, where you set the bar too high, and now even your own shit doesn't work for people. That this is the thing that I was telling you, bro. So Alex Colon, you know, the guy who was getting all this praise for saying the shit that I said, he was saying the same shit that I said, only way, way later, and then following it up with this, because he was started to say things on Twitter like, you know, deathmatch wrestling is kind of dying and it's overdone and it's burnt out and all of that shit. And people are like, oh my God, that was close to you. Yeah, but I've been saying that shit for a long fucking time. And then not only have I been saying that, I've been sticking to that. Alex Colon not only is pretending to have that opinion, but he's also facilitating that very thing. Doing things like that fucking stupid ass move is part of the reason why deathmatch wrestling is dead. Because you're sitting up there throwing these silly ass punches, and then, like, it looks like unprofessional garbage when the two of you idiots fall down the side of the fucking wall and barely touch the tables. And the crowd just goes like, oh, because they know that shit wasn't supposed to go down like that. You look like untrained fucking idiots. You know, back in the day, like, you would see Zandig and Lobo get on top of a fucking cage, you know, prepare that fucking move, get in position, and dive off the fucking cage through the plunder. Now, not to say spots were never blown in the past or anything. Of course they were. But this shit didn't look good on the setup. This shit didn't look good on the execution. Nothing about this shit looked good. Because if you have to perch on top of a fucking wall where you're both in a seated position and kind of throwing little shitty rabbit punches while the one guy holds on to the ceiling so he doesn't fall too soon, we're already fucking, you already lost me. This is way too cooperative. This is like, you guys are doing this fun shit together. This isn't two guys fighting and one guy doing a move off somebody, off something, through something. You know, this isn't that anymore. This is way too fucking funsy cooperating bullshit. So I don't want to hear your opinion on deathmatch wrestling is dead when you're helping so fucking much in killing it. And, you know, I say this at the same time of telling you that, you know, Alex Colon, I've praised as one of the best deathmatch wrestlers out there because he is able to wrestle. He is able to do so much in the ring before the weapons even get involved. And now when you incorporate weapons into that, and he's an innovative guy, he's quick, you know, you could pull this all together into a really good deathmatch wrestler. But when you come all the way back to this shit where you all sit up on a wall together and then kind of jump off and then fall halfway off the fucking, you know, it makes you both look retarded. It doesn't make you look talented at all. And then you maybe go back on Twitter and remind everybody that deathmatch wrestling is dead and you made sure of it. You know, this is just that stupid shit. And I don't even know what it was for. I think there was some kind of tournament somewhere. Underground something or other. I don't know, but I don't care to go back and see what the rest of the match was all about. Or, you know, I see this shit and I go, Jesus Christ. It's just terrible. Just bad shit. Yeah, just crazy shit going on. And Drew McIntyre apparently tested positive for COVID and has been placed in quarantine. And he was hanging out with Hogan and Goldberg the other day or some shit. So, I don't know. They better stay on their shit. I think Hogan's on some bullshit, though. He'll just pray and he'll be all right. Or at least he thinks he'll be all right. So, yeah, I think that's about all I got. I think I covered everything and hit everybody's plugs, I think. And, yeah, so that's all I got. Oh, I'm back playing Tekken 7. Because we're passing the fucking remote around the living room with the kids, and we're killing it. We got all the characters unlocked and shit, except for Kuminitsu. That's like another $6 for one character. I'm not doing that. I think that one is $6. Yeah, I'm not doing that for one character. But just like Yoshimitsu, you know, you'd be all right. But yeah, so I think that's all I got. Hit me up with some topics over the next week or so and try to get some more shit done. All right, peace.